You're listening to Own Your Creativity with self-leadership coach Elizabeth Johnston. Did you know that now in several countries, including Canada and the UK, that doctors can prescribe a visit to the museum or to art galleries? Yes, it's true. And why do you think that is? I think it's a long time coming that this has been institutionalized now, but taking a break, going to the art gallery, going to a museum and surrounding yourself with works of art, with items that are expressions of human creativity at its height. It is so restorative. It's so inspiring. And it's something that can take you out of the daily grind, out and rejuvenate yourself. So that's why now they're prescribing it. I remember I went to the Art Gallery of Ontario a few years ago because they had an Edvard Munch exhibit, and he's famous for The Scream. And so they had several originals of his work displayed. And I remember standing in front of one of his paintings, and I just felt like this energy field was emanating from the painting, and I was standing within that sphere of energy that was coming off of this painting. And like, whether it's could actually have happened or not, that's beside the point. The point is that I had that experience of almost being enveloped by that work of art. I felt like I was embraced by that work of art. And that stayed with me for a long time. And in fact, I still think about that. The way that art has this ability to take us out of ourselves and put us into something essential. Another artist I really love is Rothko. And his work is very abstract, big blocks of color. And I find that they are so emotive. That again, when I look at a Rothko, that there are some emotions that are represented in there. I don't necessarily know what those emotions are, but it feels very emotion-based. Somebody else might look at it and think of something completely different. But that's the beauty of art, that it can mean so many things to so many different people. Years ago, I would take my college students to see some local exhibit, you know, as part of our English class or the humanities class, whichever one I was teaching. And I was always amazed at how many students had never stepped foot into an art gallery or a museum. Because growing up, that was the common thing for me in my younger years. The teachers always took us to these different exhibits and experiences. And I remember one of the students, we were looking at this huge black canvas, and on the right-hand side was just this narrow strip of yellow. And this one student was really upset when she was standing in front of this painting. And she says, "What does this mean? It's like anybody could do that. I could do that." And I said, "Yeah, maybe you could do that. But the point is that you didn't do it. Someone else did it first." That's one thing. But then I asked her, "Where do you think this anger is coming from? Because you're really having a strong reaction." And after a little bit of conversation, she says, "It reminds me of being scared at night in my bed. And I always wanted my parents to leave the door open just a little bit so that some of the light from the hallway would come through." And so it put her in a vulnerable position, that it brought up this emotion and memory within her that she didn't know what it was initially until I probed and helped her process her reaction to the work of art. And so that's the other thing with art. It can put us in touch with things that we weren't aware of, help us see things from a new angle. And this is why I love actually taking entrepreneurs to the art gallery or a museum and creating an activity around them so that they can get clear on their vision for their business, their mission, their values. There's a variety of different activities that I have that to help entrepreneurs connect to that in their business. And what's so magical about it is that it happens through the medium of art, which touches our soul and our heart rather than our brain. And I think that student that I just shared with you, who was so angry at that black canvas, it's that we're trying to understand it with our head, with our minds, and it confounds us. But if we open our hearts and if we suspend judgment and we step into the energy field of works of art, it can help us see new things about ourselves, about our business, about our life. Hey, Own Your Creativity family. We'll get back to the episode in just a moment, but I wanted to ask you what you thought about an idea I have. What do you think about an in-person podcast episode? It would be a live event with guest panelists. We'd record the podcast episode on site, and you get to meet the guests as well as network with each other. These in-person events would take place in the area of Montreal and the South Shore initially, and who knows, maybe we'd have more farther afield in the future. Does that sound like fun? Would you come to a live in-person podcast event? So let me know by sending me a voicemail at bit.ly/speak to Elizabeth, all lowercase, one word. And on this page, you simply click on the button that says start recording and leave your message. And if you have suggestions for shows, guests on the show, let me know that too. I'd love to hear your thoughts and ideas. So that's bit.ly/speak to Elizabeth, all lowercase, to signal by voicemail your interest in a live in-person podcast event of Own Your Creativity. Now, let's get back to the episode. For day 11 of Empower Your Path, I'd like you to think about this. And in fact, the daily task is to go to the art gallery, go to a museum, or if you can't physically go, then you can, if you have a coffee table book, that oftentimes we have these big coffee table books of beautiful artwork that we never look at. Maybe if you have one of those, take that out, flip through it. One time I was on a writing retreat and they had a bunch of coffee table books in one of the rooms. And I found this one of absolutely breathtaking photographs of Bermuda. And I've never been to Bermuda. I have never thought really about going to Bermuda. But then I saw these photos and I was captivated. I had never seen pink sand. I just couldn't imagine that somewhere in the world there is pink sand. And these pale blue, sparkly water. And it's just was took my breath away. And so I ended up writing a poem that was inspired by this coffee table book of these beautiful photos. And then when I read it at the end of our writing retreat, people came up to me and said, "Have you been to Bermuda?" And I said, "No, I've never been to Bermuda." But and I've also read that at readings and people say the same thing. And in fact, somebody who has been to Bermuda, she said, "But you know all the place names." And so, yeah, they were in this book. I was so inspired by it. And when you're open to that, it brings up things that you couldn't have imagined otherwise. And so it's a really great way of not addressing a problem straight on, but addressing it more intuitively through your heart, through the energy that you are allowing into you from the artwork. And so if you can't go to an art gallery or you don't have any coffee table books of art, then what you can do is go online to any major art gallery or museum, and they often have online visits, online guided tours. And that can be really fun to just navigate your way through there and not doing it with an intention of figuring out a problem. But yeah, like maybe there's something you're wondering that you could do differently in your business or in terms of your self-leadership or something about your personal development or growth. Yeah, you can have that in the back of your mind, but then just go into that energy field of the heights of creativity. Even if you don't understand it, just go in there and surround yourself with it and see what bubbles up. And don't have your head in there too much to analyze things to death. Just welcome those things that arise. And this is making me think of another trip that we took to one of the more avant-garde art galleries. And we were studying existentialism. And there was this exhibition that was inspired by existentialism. So I thought, wow, this is amazing. Perfect timing. So I took my students there, and they were able to, through these artworks, understand the philosophy of existentialism in a much more concrete way and a much more immediate way. And they didn't go in there thinking to themselves, oh, I need to understand existentialism better, so I'm going to go look at this artwork. Although that's the underlying kind of impetus for why I brought them there. But it just opened their imagination in ways that they didn't expect. So write yourself a prescription today to encounter art and beauty without an agenda and just see what bubbles up. And then in the journal entry, you can explore how that experience intersects with self-leadership for you. And I'd love to hear some of your thoughts on this. So if you would like to join us on Empower Your Path, the 30 days of self-leadership, all you need to do is go to bit.ly/self-leadership2024. It's all one word, lowercase. And then you'll be eligible for the prizes as well, but you'll get a welcome email with the links for my profile on Facebook and on LinkedIn, because that's where you can interact with the post if you want to be eligible for the prizes. Or if not, just you can find my posts there, and they have all of the daily content there. And yeah, you post there if you like or not. But I hope that you're enjoying these 30 days. We are on day 11 now, and you can get caught up on the previous 10 days too, when you register at bit.ly/self-leadership2024. And I want to remind you as well that if you have a question about self-leadership or about owning your creativity and what that has to do with your self-leadership, you can leave a message for me at bit.ly/speak to Elizabeth. And that's all lowercase, one word. And you can also, at the same link, at Speak to Elizabeth link, you can also let me know if the thought of having a live podcast episode with guest panelists is something that excites you and that you would show up for. Of course, initially, it would be in the Montreal or South Shore area. But if things pick up, who knows, maybe I'll take the podcast on the road and have some in-person episodes that we record in different locations. So let me know if that's something that appeals to you. Also, let me know who you might like to have as a guest on the podcast. Who'd you like to hear from? Because the direction that my podcast is going is going to be a mix of solo things like this and having guests back again. And I'd really like to hear your thoughts on who you'd like to hear from and what topics that you would like me to explore a little bit further here on the podcast. All right. Thank you so much for tuning in. Today is day 11 of Empower Your Path. I'm Elizabeth Johnston, your self-leadership coach, and I am looking forward to being with you again tomorrow for day 12. Take care, everyone.